On this day, the 18th of June, 1921, executed in IRA reprisal. In Dublin yesterday, before Mr. Justice Dodd leave was asked to presume the death of District Inspector Potter of Cahir, County Tipperary, who, it will be recalled, was captured by the IRA, who offered to exchange him for Mr. Edward Traynor, afterwards executed in Mountjoy Prison in connection with an ambush in Dublin. Gilbert Potter was District Inspector of the RIC in charge of the Cahir District. In the course of his duty last April, he proceeded to Clofheen. On his return journey, he was taken prisoner by the IRA, and he had not been seen since that date. On April 26th, his wife received a letter from him dated May 1921, and this was the only communication which she received until 7th May, when she received a package containing articles and documents. He left his wife and four little children. Mrs. Potter produced a letter from her husband, written while a prisoner of the IRA, stating, "The officers of the IRA are here today, and one has informed me that they had reported my capture to Dublin and were awaiting instructions. Meanwhile, I was to be treated well and given what I require. Whatever happens, dear Lily, I feel so much that I brought such great unhappiness and distress to you, and I pray you may be comforted and be assured that there is nothing else on earth I value except you and the children. You first. With my love, your husband, Gilbert." He asked her to send him papers to read, smokes, and a little money. Mrs. Potter also received the following from IRA HQ Tipperary, No. 3 Brigade, dated April 27, 1921. "Madam, it is my sad duty to inform you that your husband, G. Potter, was legally executed yesterday. Your husband was charged with and found guilty of waging war against the Republic. We offered to release your husband if the British government would release volunteer Traynor, who was similarly charged. Personally, I don't believe the offer went past Dublin Castle. Traynor was hanged on Monday. The law had, therefore, to take its course. Your husband was treated with the utmost consideration while a prisoner in our hands. I am, madam, yours, O.C. Mr. Justice Dodd granted the application." As in the famous case of Mrs. Lindsay in County Cork, D.I. Potter had been held by the IRA as a hostage for the safe release of an IRA prisoner, then under sentence of death. The details of the inspector's personal letters to his wife and the IRA's confirmation of his fate make poignant reading even after a century.